Jeremy Renner returns to Paramount Plus for a brand new season of the original hit series, Mayor of Kingstown.
My job is to create a balance, avoid a war.
From executive producer Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone.
There's some new players in town, and they brought the plague.
And Antoine Fuqua, director of Training Day.
I know it's always been a war zone, Mike, but this is next level.
The mayor is back in business.
Are you warning me? You're going to find out.
Mayor of Kingstown. New season streaming June 2nd, exclusively on Paramount Plus.
Hey, what's good? Welcome back to another edition of the 24/7 Sports Football Recruiting Podcast. My name is Blair Angulo. This is a very special episode. We've got national recruiting analyst Greg Biggins sitting down with the number one prospect in the 24/7 Sports composite, Corey Foreman, the five-star defensive end from Southern California, who is set to announce his college choice live on January 2nd during the All-American Bowl selection show. We are exactly 2 weeks away from the start of the early signing period, December 16th. If you have a recruiting question, and I know you do because you're listening to this show, please submit that question in an Apple Podcast review. Give us those 5 stars. We are lining up a mega mailbag episode for next week leading into the early signing period. Greg Biggins and Corey Foreman go in depth on the likes of Clemson, LSU, Georgia, Arizona State, and USC. Those 5 schools appear to be in the thick of it. So without further ado, here is Greg Biggins with 5-star defensive lineman Corey Foreman, the number one prospect in the 2021 class.
Thanks, Blair. So I'm here with 5-star defensive lineman Corey Foreman. We're here at Winner's Circle. Corey, you're chilling in a float tank right now. I've never seen anything like this before, but it's kind of a cool deal. But hey, no softball questions. We're jumping right in, Corey. We're talking Clemson Tigers football. You were there this past weekend. If you can, break down that visit for me. What did you like most out there?
Just the people. I mean, the environment, I would say. I was, the players to show me around. So I was able to, like, just hang around the atmosphere and just other things like that. But it's only so much I can do out there due to, like, dead periods and other things like that. But being able to see the game, it was nice. It was actually everything that I had wanted to see, everything that I didn't get to see. I mean, I know it was like a less capacity, I would say, but it was still nice to go out there with my family and, you know, I was able to see everything and just being able to hang out with Big Dave and him being able to show us around town and other things like that.
And Big Dave, he's like the mayor out there, isn't he? He was telling me he had like 500 people taking pictures with him. Right now, can you describe your relationship with Clemson, the coaches, Coach Venables, Coach Sweeney, obviously, to back up a little bit, committed back in February, backed off that a couple months later. And honestly, Corey, I hadn't heard you mention Clemson a whole lot. And since then, I didn't know they were still involved. I was surprised when you made that visit out there this past weekend. But had they always been kind of still pressing you? I mean, that in a good way. Still recruiting you pretty heavily. And how was that, you know, relationship with you and the coaching staff?
I'm definitely going to have to say that, like, Clemson has definitely never fallen off. And I can put that out there 100%. I may have just talked less about them, but Clemson is Clemson. I don't think you can, like, downgrade from Clemson or anything like that. So, like, Clemson is known for being the top team and other things like that. So it's like there's only so much you can say. But, yeah, I mean, I talked to Coach V, Coach Bates. I talked to Coach Hall here and there, and I talked to Coach Sweeney. Man, those people are amazing. And all the coaching staff and everybody else that Coach Sweeney has on the coaching staff is just amazing, I'd have to say. Absolutely a blessing to be able to just listen to them, talk to me, and just tell me and my family exactly how much they can help me in the long run, as well as my family in the long run. And I know that if I do ever end up at Clemson, that I know all my dreams will be coming true.
So expound on that, Corey. You said they can help you in the long run. What can Clemson do for you? And again, backtrack a little bit. I remember back in February we talked and you said main reason why you chose Clemson. It was, you know, you love the atmosphere out there. You love the staff, you love the defense, you love the D-line development, right? They get guys drafted every single year. What are the things right now that are, you would say, the biggest selling points in going to Clemson?
The biggest thing right now, I would say, not just the environment, but it would have to be the fact that I know every single day of practice I'm going against, and not just going against, but I'm going to practice with the top dudes in my class, in my class, and in the other class that was lower than me, and other things like that. So I know I'm going to be pushed day in and day out to go harder than the next person. And it's going to be, if I do end up at Clemson, it'll be a blessing being able to go to work with those boys every single day.
Now, scheme fit, I know that's kind of a big deal for you. We've talked a lot about, you know, Georgia and LSU and USC and the different defense and, you know, 3-4 versus 4-3. How does Clemson want to use you if you were to go to Clemson?
I would be an edge rusher, specifically an edge rusher or an outside linebacker. And, you know, Coach V, you know, I don't know, he can pull some stuff out of the strength. You've seen what they did with Isaiah. But, I mean, other than that, I would just have to trust the process. And I trust Coach V with me. And I'm pretty sure Coach V would trust me and everything else that I bring to the table. So at that point, if I'm not just a DN and I end up playing outside linebacker or even move to the outside linebacker phase, I'm ready for it.
So we feel good about Clemson. Not expecting to give me any crazy answer to say, yeah, Clemson's my leader. I'm not expecting that. But Clemson, we have a good spot right now with Clemson. We feel like you're in a good spot and they like you and you like them. And it's all good.
Yeah, Clemson's at the top, I'm about to say. But it's not – if there was – like, there's not really a list, but Clemson is up there with everybody else on decisions.
So they're at the top of your five.
Yeah.
All five are right there at the top. You're not giving me a whole – I'm just kidding, Corey. So, hey, let's talk LSU, the Tigers. That's another – speaking of Tigers, nice little segue. You're going to LSU this weekend, and you've already been once this – or two times this year. You went for the Mississippi State game.
Yeah.
And then you went a previous time. That was kind of a recruit visit where you couldn't hang out with the coaches. But what are you looking forward to about this upcoming weekend with the Tigers?
It's just the same thing as last time, but I'm just making sure, and just if this is for some reason my last visit, I'm going to make sure that I see just a little bit of some more things that I wasn't able to see before. So, like, visit different places or just other things like that. Like, I want to go out there and, man, if I end up saying no, I want to make sure that I feel the no, sort of things like that. And, just everything. Like, for instance, I've been to Clemson 3 times, and then me going back to LSU for the 3rd time would be just me visiting Clemson for if it was the last time, exactly that way as well.
Let's talk about the LSU Tigers. Yeah, the LSU Tigers, when you visited back a little bit ago, again, love the trip. But if you can, again, talk about the scheme fit. If you can, talk to me about Coach Orgeron. Everyone out West knows about him. You know, always been a great recruiter. Is he on you personally? Who are the guys from LSU, the staff, that are talking to you currently, and just kind of what kind of vibe did you get when you visited LSU back in August and then again for that Mississippi State game?
LSU is a college town, and I mess with that so much, and so should any other athlete growing up, or just that's every athlete's dream at the end of the day, because they know at the end of the day everybody is going to mess with them. Like, everybody in the city of wherever that school is at, they know when that team is playing. For instance, like, when LSU is playing, everybody knows. Like, they have the Saints and they have other places like that. But if LSU is playing and they, like, and they're, like, they're doing their stuff that night, everybody knows who you are. And it's just, I don't know, for it to be a college town coming from the city and from California and experiencing as much as I am been experiencing out here, the culture is different the moment you step off the airport. So there's only some things you can put into words, and there's some things you got to just go and be like, oh, okay. Yeah. So he wasn't lying.
Yeah. So LSU, one of the best teams I've ever seen was last year's LSU team, right? Won a national championship. This year, if we're just being real, struggling a little bit, right? Does that affect you at all? I mean, obviously you're looking ahead, not so much this year, but 3 or 4 year plan for you. But does it bother you? Or does it affect you at all how they're doing this year on the field?
Nah. So before, like, I've been asked this question before. So before I can say that this would be affecting me, it just genuinely doesn't. It shows me how much better they were and how much more and how capable they are to keep improving. So, for instance, they lost their defensive coordinator, their offensive coordinator, many other players, many other coaches on the staff, because they were great. They got it. They went to the league, and some coaches went even into head coaching jobs. Of course, they're gonna not be on the same tier they were last year, but it's only right for them to do it again. So it's just a matter of the time.
You see the young talent on the team right now, right? Oh, and, you know, it's not going to take long or a lot for them to get right back to their winning ways. Is that what I'm assuming from you?
No, I don't see it at all. Like, for instance, Elias is out there tearing it up, putting on for Cali. They got Eric Gilbert tearing it up, putting on for Georgia. I mean, they got so many young athletes out there that are just crazy and just willing to work. Man, I don't know how you couldn't be one of the part of that.
So let's keep it in the SEC, Corey. Let's talk to Georgia Bulldogs. Again, you visited them back in August, September. I don't remember exactly which month. But again, if you can, what is it about Georgia that still has you very much interested in them? And what is their biggest selling points for you?
Georgia's like, I don't know. Like, I don't even know. Like, Georgia, they get down. So they're about their business. And they're hardcore, fast and physical. And I'm pretty sure everybody knows if they say that they got to play Georgia. Yeah, I'm in for a dogfight.
Regardless, game, right? Afterwards.
Regardless of who it is, they're not going to go out without a fight. So, I mean, being able to just have the opportunity to be a part of such a defense, and everybody knows about Georgia's defense, it's a blessing, I would say. So, if I do land there, I don't see how I could go wrong.
Kirby Smart, defensive-minded head coach, right? Is that a factor for you? And also, who are the coaches, the main guys? I think the last time we spoke again about Georgia, I want to say, was it Coach Edwards? Nick Edwards? That was your primary, or?
Coach, you're talking about Coach Nick Williams.
Nick Williams.
And yeah, for the head coach to be a defensive guy, that is one of the biggest aspects of certain places and other things like that. Same with, not to bring them into the picture because we're talking about Georgia, but same with LSU. But yeah, for Kirby Smart to be a defensive guy, man, that's everything to me and my family, because we know at the end of the day he has a special place for his defense. So, I mean, everything's taken into consideration, and that's one definitely.
Baseball has begun, which means you need to listen to Fantasy Baseball Today in 5, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Scott White, Chris Towers, and me, Frank Sample, every Monday through Saturday as we deliver all of your fantasy baseball needs in just 5 minutes. We'll break down the biggest performers, news, and prospects who could make an impact this season. Make sure to download and follow on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, the Odyssey app, and everywhere else podcasts are found.
This is Tony Kornheiser's show. I'm Tony. You expected someone else? So what exactly is the show about? I don't know. It's a sports show nominally. Football's over, but we're finally at a point where things matter in college basketball, and baseball season is on deck. Greatest three words in the English language, pitchers and catchers. We have some of the best voices come on and explain what matters or what makes an upset, like Ryan does, 9-8. No, that's not an upset. No, yeah, it is, Bob. And if you're lucky, I might just tell you about my search for discounted sleep pants or my worries about what my dog just ate. Listen on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Scheme fit again. Always ask you about this. How do they want to use you? And then if you can give me a current player on the team who's kind of playing your position, just so you know, us as fans can kind of visualize, or if you don't know, you don't know, Corey, but how do they see you fitting in with their defense position wise?
They either want me as outside linebacker or just like I said, an edge rusher, anybody who's coming off the edge. No ifs, ands, or buts. I'm going to the quarterback. And making the play in the backfield, but I would have to say, I'm not sure if I'm going to say his name correct, but Abdullahi, the outside linebacker,
that's doing
it right now, man. Okay. He's going off, and so is his brother up in there at LSU. God bless them both. But yeah, I would say somebody who's playing my position, if I do end up going to Georgia, it would look like something like Azeez Abdullahi.
You've been watching him with JT balling the last couple weeks?
They've been balling, tearing
it
up.
How sweet is that?
Tearing it up, man. That is sweet. God bless them once again.
Athens, Georgia. You cool with that as a place that you're going to spend the next 3 years?
Living and moving away from Cali would never be a problem for me. I told my parents that when I was a freshman. Now, regardless of what their faces had looked like, it is what it is. But then we grew out of that, and right now we're just trying to see what best fits Corey and his family.
Let's talk the Arizona State, kind of going alphabetical order now. Arizona State Sun Devils, Corey. They did not make your original top seven. Mm. What have they done to not only jump into the mix, but they kind of have a lot of buzz right now, Corey? I'm kind of starting to hear a lot of things about you and the Sun Devils. What did they do specifically to jump in the mix?
They have a really good culture headed over there, and the knowledge and the staff is amazing, especially with Coach Herm Edwards and the defensive line coach, Coach Rod, and Coach AP, Coach Lewis. Oh my gosh, man, I can go down the line. But yeah, everybody has knowledge over there. And they, a lot of the people on the coaching staff have been and played in the NFL, somewhere where I want to end up being, and have Super Bowls, Pro Bowls. They have a lot of things that they can teach me how to be. And especially when Coach Herm's biggest sales pitch was when we talked to him on the phone with my moms and pops, he's going to sit there and tell me and my family right there that there's not a question that we can ask that he won't have an answer to. How do you not want to be a part of something like that?
So you said Coach Lewis, Marvin Lewis. I don't know if everybody even knows that Marvin Lewis is actually at ASU right now. AP is Antonio Pierce, another guy who's won Super Bowls. So you've been to Arizona. Was it like back in October-ish? November, October?
I think it was early November or late October. I'm not sure.
What was that? I mean, I know right now these dead period visits are kind of lame, right? If we're just being honest, you can't meet with the coaches, you can't even go into the facilities. But what was it like for you, just kind of walking the campus and being around Tempe, Arizona? Kind of, you can describe that whole experience, just being out there.
I mean, being out there in Tempe, I feel like that's an also college town because a lot of people love to watch ASU play along with even Arizona. And that's two different cities, but I'm just like, it's a college town to me. And that's how I pictured it. So, I mean, it's beautiful. I loved it out there. I can definitely see myself living in a place like that. So, Arizona, ASU, Tempe, I don't see a problem with it. That's definitely why they jumped into the mix.
Now, this isn't me saying this, Corey. I don't want to upset the Sun Devil fans, but some people might say, Corey, we got LSU, we got Georgia, we got Clemson, USC. You know, those are national brands. How can ASU, who's not quite a national brand right now, right? How are they able to kind of compete with these bigger name schools? And I'm sure you probably asked, maybe not directly, but Coach Herm Edwards, you know, what is his sales pitch for you not to go to the SEC? You've already said, hey, he's got all the answers, right? He's got every NFL GM on speed dial. What is his answer to you or your family when people might say, ASU, how do they compare to a Clemson or to an LSU?
Corey, you don't got to go that far to go to the league. Just trust me.
That's what he said.
That's all I have to say.
I could see him saying that. That sounds like Herm. Yeah. USC, right? That was the original school that first time I talked to you was your freshman in high school. And I looked in and you said, I love USC. I'm from a USC family. I mean, I thought it was a done deal, right? Yeah. You're going to be a Trojan. That's the school you've grown up with. And they've been up your list and maybe down and now they're up there again. What is it about USC right now that, that is their biggest selling point for you?
It's home for right now. I mean, I grew up here and I know every fan's butts in and out of this place. So, I mean, not that that's something that everybody wants to do, but I know at the end of the day, this is my roots and other things like that. But USC's biggest sales pitch right now is the fact that their improvement from this year and last season is absolutely outstanding, especially the fact that they came from many different coaches and they had to go through that big bump in the road. But I feel like they're on the right path right now, and they got their mindset on greatness. Like regardless of how they're winning the games and other things like that, we have to take under consideration they're still winning, and they're still proceeding to do the best they can do the next week and other so forth. And especially the defensive line improvement. There's people coming out of the blue on the defense that are now draft prospects this year. That's something to take under consideration. I don't see any problem with SC, and they did jump into the mix gratefully.
Coaching staff, the relationship with them. Again, you've known Coach Helton for a long time, one of those new coaches that you were talking about, Coach Soto. But talk about your relationship, like, you know, with those coaches. Again, they've been recruiting probably longer than anybody, but how close are you with those guys right now?
I think I'm the closest with Coach Dante, and then runner-up will be Gavin, and then after that is Coach Vic. And then, but to start it off, I'm going to have to say Coach Helton. But, yeah, I mean, I mess with all those coaches heavily, and we honestly talk on a daily basis. But, yeah, you know how that is. They never want the number one player to leave.
Again, scheme fit, I'm going to ask you the same thing. How do they see you fitting in, and is there a player? Do they want you playing an outside linebacker similar to Drake? They want you on the defensive end role, rushing the passer? What would you do if you were playing on that defensive line or an outside linebacker spot?
Just the same as I would say the top places. They want me to be an edge rusher and get that quarterback, do what's going to make me some money at the end of the day. So, I mean, yeah, the best fit for me and wherever I fit on the defense to do such, if that is outside linebacker role or defensive end role, man, we're going to see how it goes.
So we've mentioned location. You can't not mention location with USC. At end of the day, how big of a factor is that? I'm sure at one point you and your mom and dad are going to do the whole grease board, pros and cons. Is location going to be like a top five factor in your decision, a top 10? Is it even an issue at all?
No, location isn't an issue at all. I'm genuinely going to pick the decision that I feel is the best fit for me and my family and when it all is said and done. And I said, honestly, why I had to decommit, because I wanted to make sure that even if it was Clemson, that's right for me. I had to make sure that is what's right for me. So that's why I'm not committed yet, but everybody will know real soon.
Real soon. We're talking January 2nd, right? All-American Bowl ceremony. So what is the game plan after this LSU trip? We talked a little bit off air. We got this LSU trip coming up. And then, so two-part question. Do you have anything else set up for visits after this one? Yes or no? And then also, what is the game plan between now and I'm assuming December 16th, which is that early signing period when most people that are announcing in January still want to go ahead and get that signed letter of intent, kind of keep it quiet. But what is going to be any other trips before and game plan? You and your mom and dad, how are you gonna hammer this decision out?
Me and my mom and dad, we talk day in and day out. So we're not, I mean, I don't have any other trips planned after this weekend. But other than that, I mean, yeah, we talk day in and day out in the house, and we do the best we can to part away the pros and the cons. And like I tell you, we're going to figure out the best fit for me. And but when this trip is over with, it's not too much of us just like settling down. If we feel like we have to take another trip somewhere else, then we're going to do that to take that safety precaution. And if I do end up leaving, I'll report back to you and I'll let you know the time plan from there on out.
Do you have an idea right now? I mean, you got LSU, so we don't want to, you know, I'm not trying to rush anything, but as of right now, you're laying in this awesome tank right now. It's pretty crazy to look at this right now. But do you kind of have an idea right now of maybe that school kind of maybe starting to distance itself from the rest of the group?
No, as of right now, I don't really see a school that will be distancing itself. But everybody's kind of up there, or at least in my top five that's in the running. I'm going to release my top five, like probably I'm going to say either 3 days or 4 days before everybody gets to know my decision. But just to keep the boils running. But yeah, I mean, no school is really fading right now. I'm being treated even better and better and better. And, you know, as long as you let the other schools know that so-and-so is treating me better, they're going to treat you better. And that's how the recruiting process goes. But yeah. I mean, it's not too much of a headache. So before that question comes, I look at it as a blessing.
Yeah. Are you kind of looking forward to it being over, though? Or was this kind of fun for you, the trips and the constant calls? And like I said before, just, you know, you're almost like a celebrity right now. But are you kind of looking forward to being over?
No, I mean, it was a blessing, man. When it is over, I'm going to be sad because I know I worked, it helped me even push in my motivation that much more, and it's going to help me throughout the rest of my life. But I looked at it more as a blessing. Like I said, it was never a headache. I woke up every day and I thank God for everything he's given me, and I can't do anything less. So as long as he's able to make me give the ability to push harder and harder day in and day out, workout after workout, session after session, class after class, come on, man, I can only give you all my glory and everything else.
That's awesome.
So. Yeah, I mean, I looked at it as a blessing, and I can only take it from there.
My last one for you, Corey, and I probably should have asked this one before I asked you. Just that was a great way to end the interview. But again, talking to your mom and dad, what would you say are the biggest factors ultimately when you make your decision? If you had to say, okay, this is what school has to have this, they need to have this, I need to feel this way, they got to have this. What are those things?
I would say family base, being able to play early, comfort on the defense, being able to know that my coaching staff is strong and I'm uplifting and I know I'm going to be pushed throughout every single workout, and I don't want anything to be given to me, and I know that's not how it's going to be, but I mean, I want to just be able to constantly just be pushed. Like, they know going in that I'm a hard worker, and I want them to know that I'm going to be even a harder worker when it's all said and done. So I would say loyalty, family, being able to be pushed, the defense, who's around me, and the coaching staff, definitely.
Awesome. Thank you, Corey. I appreciate you, man.
Yeah. God bless.
Yep.
So there you have it. Greg Biggins, national recruiting analyst, delivering the goods and bringing us an interview with Corey Foreman, the number one prospect in the 2021 class. Remember to submit a recruiting question via Apple Podcasts with a 5-star review for a chance to have it answered on an upcoming mailbag episode. Everyone, thank you so much for listening. Check back with us next week as we continue our full charge towards the early signing period later this month. Enjoy week 14 of the college football season.
It's the NFL offseason, but on Pick 6, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network, the football season never stops. Host Will Brinson, John Breach, and Tyler Sullivan are joined by analysts like Brady Quinn, Leslie Deuceable, Katie Mox, and RJ White to keep you in the loop on everything happening around the league. Whether it's free agents signing with new teams, the all-important NFL draft, or schedule release day, Pick 6 has you covered. As the face of the league changes with every team move and player pickup this spring, Pick 6 is a must listen. Download and follow on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, the Odyssey app, and anywhere podcasts are found.